With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Many of Montana's poorest and most vulnerable people, and the healthcare providers who serve them, are anxiously awaiting news from Governor Steve Bullock this week. Bullock is expected to release his plan to restore some funding to health programs for the state's poor and disabled that have been devastated by budget cuts over the last year. Our Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney, is here now to talk about the upcoming announcement. Hi, Corin.
Hi, Eric.
So the Bullock administration is saying that it's restoring cuts to Medicaid, but it's not a 100% restoration, right? Not every program that was cut will be brought back to the same funding level it was before the cuts, or is all the money that was cut being backfilled?
No, not all the money that was cut will be backfilled. The special session resulted in $49 million being cut from the state health department. And last month, the governor said there's now enough money in state coffers to restore about $30 million of that. When the Bullock administration made that announcement, it held a big hearing to get public comment on what the top priorities should be.
And so this week, the people who rely on those health programs and the state contractors who provide a lot of them, they've been anxiously waiting for this announcement of what exactly will be restored and which $19 million worth of programs and services will remain cut, right?
Right. And on Tuesday, the Bullock administration released a plan for some restorations, saying that it was rolling back a Medicaid pay cut. That was one of the more controversial cuts in the package of spending reductions to balance the state budget. It basically told all the doctors, clinics, hospitals, and other healthcare providers who serve Medicaid clients that the state was going to reduce how much it paid them by about 3%. Many of those providers have said for years that Medicaid already doesn't cover what it costs them to provide care, or it's break-even at best. And that pay cut is what caused lots of the nonprofits that serve Medicaid clients to lay off staff or just plain shut down.
How many agencies closed or how many jobs were lost?
According to one count by the Behavioral Health Alliance of Montana, 10 offices closed across the state, all of those in rural towns, and just over 100 jobs were lost.
So the Bullock administration says it'll restore the pay for Medicaid service providers. What else do we know about what healthcare services are going to be restored?
The governor said the state will put back money into dental services for the poor beyond just basic exams and fillings, things like crowns and dentures. There was a lot of public backlash when those were cut because bad oral health can lead to a lot of other health problems down the line if it doesn't get taken care of or fixed.
When the budget cuts were announced, we did a lot of reporting about impacts to people who need mental health care or who have developmental disabilities and need help getting by day to day. Any news about what will be restored there?
It appears the governor is considering putting money back into those programs, but we don't have any details yet. And the people who work in that system say that it was already very fragile even before the budget cuts, that there already wasn't enough money or money was really tight to help provide housing for young at-risk moms or provide drug treatment and mental health services and programs that help people with disabilities live independently. Providers say those programs actually save taxpayers money by keeping people in their homes and out of more expensive institutions.
In public meetings before and after these cuts were announced, dozens of people told some pretty compelling stories about what these social services meant to them, right?
Yeah, that's right. There was a few stories like the one told by a mother of a 20-year-old nonverbal man with severe autism. She wrote a letter to state lawmakers earlier this month, and she said that the people who helped look after her son, their workload doubled because of these budget cuts, and that made it a lot harder for them to help people like her son. There's a group of about 30 healthcare providers called the Behavioral Health Alliance of Montana that's calling for the creation of a state task force to design a new system that can help people with disabilities and behavioral health issues, something they say was needed even before the budget cuts.
Do you know if the governor and the state health department are open to that idea?
It's not really clear if they'll take up that exact recommendation, but the governor has directed state officials to improve Montana's mental health system.
But to do it with $19 million less than was originally budgeted last cycle, because as we said, this budget restoration isn't a full restoration.
Montana already had a serious shortage of mental health services and the nation's highest suicide rate. And even with these restorations, the mental health system here is still going to have a lot less money going forward than professionals in the field say the state needs. Although some providers say changing the model of care here is just as important as having adequate funding.
So if all of these programs we're talking about are so important, why were they cut in the first place?
So we've done quite a bit of reporting on the $227 million budget shortfall that the governor's office projected last year. With that projection came the need to make cuts in order to balance the state budget. Bullock and the Republican-led legislature couldn't come up with a way to avoid cutting state spending. There was a lot of political back and forth that we don't really have time to get into, but big picture, because public health is far and away the biggest state dollar expense, that's where a lot of the cuts had to come from. And that's where most of the budget restorations will go now that state revenues are up.
So still unclear exactly what's going to be restored to programs run by the state health department. When do you expect to hear details?
The governor's budget director is meeting with reporters Thursday afternoon. It's not clear if we'll get all the details, but I'll be there and we'll find out.
Thanks a lot, Gorin.
You're welcome.